النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jama'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing and an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the beautiful dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to really not know what we should be thankful for when it comes to the things that we have in our life. Sometimes we think that having a lot of material things should be the thing that we should be most grateful for. But it's really quite different from this, the reality of the world and the reality of life and death and the hereafter. When you put all of these things together, you truly realize that material belongings is something that one must be grateful for. And the more material belongings we have, the more we are indebted to the Almighty Allah, for He is the one who has given us all of these material blessings. But those material blessings are not necessarily the most important blessing that we should be grateful for. So there's an interesting conversation that an individual by the name of Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, he underwent this very severe state of neediness and poverty. And so he went to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. He told Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about this severe need and this poverty that he was facing. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he responded to him. Well, first he saw the kind of current state of poverty and neediness that Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari was in. And so he wanted to comfort Abu Hashim. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam said to him, "O Abu Hashim, which blessing of Allah do you want to be grateful for? Allah has endowed you with faith that saves your body from fire. He has endowed you with soundness that helps you in obedience." Now, soundness, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is talking about health. And then finally, he says, "And Allah has endowed you with satisfaction that keeps you away from degradation." And then after saying these things, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam then gave 100 dinars to Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari in order to help him a little bit in this tight situation that he was in. Now, what's really interesting is that there are three things that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talked about in this conversation with Abu Hashim. I think we probably will only have time to cover the first one. And that was that Allah has endowed us with a blessing, and that blessing is the faith and the iman that Allah has given us. And it is that iman which will save our souls, it'll save our bodies from the fires of hell. And so what an interesting thing and what a beautiful thing to be thankful for, our iman. Many a times we really don't even take into consideration our faith, having faith, or for that matter, lack of faith. And when we do feel like we have faith, of course, we should be incredibly grateful for that faith. And here we also kind of realize the importance of having iman and the importance of increasing iman. So iman and faith is something that has levels. It has different stages and phases. You have lower levels of iman and you have higher levels of iman. The more we obey the Almighty Allah, the more our iman increases. And of course, the more our iman increases, the more our faith increases as well. And of course, the more we obey the Almighty Allah, the more faith and the more our iman increases. It's a relationship that is directly connected with one another, where obedience to the Almighty Allah increases our iman and our faith, and likewise our faith and our iman increases our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And so we should always be grateful for this blessing of iman and always ask the Almighty Allah to increase our iman. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir
/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.